Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio Live. Very excited to welcome Laura Ponticello of Divine Phoenix Books, LLC, joining us here on Close Up Radio Live for this next 30-minute exclusive conversation. As an award-winning best-selling author, personal coach, publicist, workshop leader, and independent publisher, Laura really considers herself as finding a bridge. She explains by approaching all her client relationships as two friends, getting to know each other from a place of love and self-worth, she pushes aside the ego that opens up her heart and allows synchronized energy in conversations as opposed to she controlling the narrative. Laura established Divine Phoenix Books, a publishing and coaching firm to help empower her clients on their own unique roads to transformation by sharing knowledge and helping them teach themselves and others. Because she has no reason to be protective of her ideas or her ability to touch the lives of others, she can be a crossing point for people and business leaders to garnish self-awareness. Laura is a three-time award-winning and best-selling author with her current release, Awaken to Your Amazing Potential, a number one Amazon bestseller. She's been honored to receive the 2021 Indie Book Excellence Award for Entrepreneurship and the Entrepreneurial Compass, additionally recognized as top 10 female leaders by Wormel and also a She Possible Female Leadership Award in March of this year. Laura is the author of 5 inspirational books and was also named 2024 Honorary Distinction for Lifetime Achievement by Who's Who for Leadership and Impact in Public Relations, Marketing, and Writing. Laura offers sessions and workshops for business leaders, individuals, and groups. And Divine Phoenix Books also offers award-winning publishing, author consultations, and coaching services as well. So a full package is offered by Laura and Divine Phoenix Books. We're going to learn about that in the next 30 minutes exclusively right here on Close Up Radio Live. Thanks for joining us once again. Let's welcome Laura to the show. Laura, welcome to Close Up Radio Live. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here and share dialogue. I think also in the conscious creation, when individuals come together and explore different topics, there's an opportunity for growth for all of us. And I just want to take a moment to honor you for the light that you bring forward, because you're a storyteller as well. And like me, we hold space for other people to share their inspiration and wisdom. So thank you for having me on the show today.
The pleasure is all mine, Laura. And you yourself are a warm, engaging, discerning speaker. And I really consider these conversations more than just a typical interview. And you really offer the complete gamut of incredible services for the folks who have an opportunity to inspire through your work. During the course of our sort of research and preparation for the show, I noticed that the website sort of explains your approach in a unique way. You approach each client as two friends getting to know each other from a place of love and self-worth. Self-worth, that's fantastic. Tell us about how this works and why, for you, that's important, that approach with your clients and maintaining that respect and honor and that understanding of, you know, the human nature is so important to you.
Well, I think if you think about it for a moment, any aspect of developing a friendship is based on trust and the ability to have two-way communication. So I've worked in corporate America and have, explored and grown myself as a leader. And what I found is that when you invite someone into a journey, because really self-discovery is a journey where you open up that gateway to inner wisdom. So part of the concept of having a friendship, I say it's two friends coming together that will speak their truth from a place of understanding that it's not a competitive spirit. And so what I do is I hold space for the individual to really get to know the best friend that lives within them. And I say that because if you think about all of the time we spend with our thoughts throughout the day, from the moment we get up in the morning, what's that first thought we think, to the time we lay our head to sleep, we have that inner monologue going on all of the time. And we can tell ourselves loving, empowering words, or we can be self-critical. Well, in the concept of two friends sitting down is we remove judgment from the table. Instead, what we do is say, how are you really doing? How are you evolving as a leader? What are your struggles? What are your challenges? And we open up our heart to speak from this deep well within ourselves that we can understand that this innate wisdom, this best friend that we have within ourselves can shine and show through. So my role is to invite that part of the person, the client, and no matter how I'm holding space for them and their evolution, it's that best friend to get to know that person, to embrace that person, and to be empowered so that you can live your life from the most authentic place within yourself.
Which is so important. You mentioned, you know, you've enjoyed this successful career as an HR executive. What made you, on your own inspirational journey and the choices that we all make, for you specifically, you had that financial stability of the corporate world, and you decided to leave that so you can pursue the work that you're pursuing that really speaks to your heart? What made you leave that financial stability of the corporate world to write and offer the incredible inspiration, the coaching sessions and workshops that you do today?
I was very fortunate at a very young age, around 33 years old, I was a risk taker. And so I advanced in my job in human resources because I wasn't afraid of assignments. Also, I was kind of building my own pathway as a communicative leader. And I use that word sort of freely because it's always been important to me to hear other perspectives and voices. However, what I found is after being in that role for a certain period of time, I had been given a lot of responsibility. And I didn't know one thing that I think is super important for entrepreneurs and leaders and even everyday individuals, that we cannot run on an empty tank. So what happens for a lot of leaders is we push ourselves beyond our human capacity to achieve because we are measured on results. And even though at that point in time I was writing leadership articles, that was my bridge to getting into more of the writing career, the key component that I was struggling with within myself is being this high performance, high achieving, very work ethic centric person, is I wasn't taking enough time for self-care. I wasn't nourishing my mind, body, and spirit. I thought I was, but the wiser woman in me now knows that you've got to hydrate yourself first. And so for me, I wanted to approach life from a very centered perspective, and it was a journey to know that the most impact I can have on the world is when I have clarity and I'm centered, and I think that is also the same for other leaders. And so my leadership role, I moved into consulting at that point in time. And kind of that high work ethic, work mantra, work hard mentality showed up again until I started sitting with myself and leaning into a new toolkit, which involved more positive self-talk, having a journal, writing down my intentions. I started on this really amazing journey of self-discovery, and I ended up meeting real-life stories that inspired my heart so much that I surveyed 1,000 women in particular on what inspired them in their daily life, and that became the basis for my first book. And then I started working with clients who were sort of on the old paradigm way of leading, who knew within themselves, like me, there had to be a better, smarter way to lead with new work habits, with ease, with clarity, and to lean into intuition. So I radically changed how I was approaching life, and therefore I thought I could take that toolkit to others.
What a beautiful way to go about it, and what a beautiful way to pursue it and share it. Tell us about this concept you have of the bridge and how it actually works with your clients. It sounds fascinating.
Well, if you think about a bridge, it's a crossing over point or a transition point to move from one set point to another point. I like to see a bridge, and maybe in an expanded viewpoint, where it's actually a connection point. So I'm encouraging clients to form the bridge back to themselves, because in the empowered state is we have all knowing. We know what our soul's purpose is. We know when we're in alignment with divine inspiration. We know when we're leading from the truest, most authentic, creative part of ourselves. But what happens is when times of stress occur, because many leaders are, you know, compressed to deliver results. And the concept of the bridge is to open up the communication pathway back to the self, to gain self-awareness, to gain clarity, and to open up the doorway for intuition to become a guiding force. So part of that is an exploration journey within the self to become aware, like, what habits do we have? What are those daily thoughts that we're thinking, and how can we tweak so as we're crossing that bridge, we can be present with the self, observe the world around us. And if you think about it, what happens many times, it's like, for example, we could go to the grocery store and someone could almost steal our mojo because they're in a bad mood, or they take the parking spot we want, or we're on a task list to get all of our stuff done. But in that communication of looking at the bridge, crossing it over from a different perspective, we're taking that moment to say hello to a random stranger. We're smiling. We're knowing that the world around us may be chaotic, but we have the power to quiet our mind, to revert into an empowered space, or to step into the bridge back to ourselves.
That's a really cool way of looking at it all. That bridge concept is extraordinary. When do you see a big, or where? Hard to even know the when, especially with everything going on and the craziness of our world these days. Hard to predict anything, but this big shift that's happening for today's business leaders, what's causing the shift? It could be multiple things. And where do you see the big shift for today's business leaders?
I think there's a convergence happening. It's an old paradigm that's moving towards a new paradigm. It's the younger generation who's coming into the work mindset and basically saying that they have a different value system than traditional way of leading people. That new value system is based on compassionate leading. It's based on empathy. It's based on heart-centered leading. And if you think, even at the individual level, we have a choice in how we approach life. We can see the human worth in each person. We can see that each individual that crosses our path on this bridge, on this gateway back to ourselves, everything is synchronized, and every moment brought us to this moment So as we look at this convergence of measuring leaders beyond a return on investment, there's, you know, we have to shake up the trees a little bit to say that, you know, the old way of leading cannot be tolerated anymore. However, we can take those beautiful skills and we can expand them to look at the world from a different perspective. Let me give you an example. When I worked in corporate America, you know, it was a top-down leadership, and I see that with a lot of executives that I work with. However, this concept of heart-centered leadership is saying that it's not about the I or the ego in the room. It's about the we now. And the we belief is a unified way of leading where each employee feels their worth. And their value system may ideally be different than a leader's value system, but a leader has to step forward to welcome all voices to the table and to encourage creativity and collaboration at a new way. So this convergence, you know, if we think about the state of the world, whether it's our world economy, politics, is we're getting to a state where love is in the highest frequency. Love, self-worth, self-empowered, and self-centeredness, not egocentricness, is the gateway to creating the new model, I believe, way beyond our industry. I think it's about approaching everything where we see value in the human connection, and we give everyone a chance to self-express. We also, as a leader, when we feel compression to deliver results, we have to lean into our toolkit to make sure we have clarity of mind and are centered to lead at a new level. What do you think about this? I'd be curious on that.
I think it's very true. I mean, when you look at all of the incredible things that have been happening just in society and all the major things that we've been dealing with, some of it we can predict, some of it we can't predict, and just to see how people have reacted. I think that the shifts that are happening are to be embraced, not at the sacrifice of history and past performance and those who've sort of paved the way, but I think unity and bringing us all together and finding ways to be compassionate, empathetic. I know a lot of people have said that, you know, even the definition of a leader has changed greatly in a positive direction. From the boss up in the ivory tower, sort of looking down at everybody, not knowing the names of who's working for them and all the rest, to rolling up their sleeves and getting in on the ground floor and sort of intermingling with all levels of staff and management and letting them know that, you know, he or she is there, that they care, that we're in this together, and to appreciate and to listen to concerns and frustrations and positive suggestions and advice and things of that nature. So this, as you're saying, this compassionate, empathetic approach is not something that really is revolutionary, but it's something that has evolved and I think is a very positive thing that, to be quite honest, should carry through all of society, not just leaders or people that are overseeing the work and signing their name to everything. It should be something that I think is a way that we all live, because when we're together, the earth spins much more smoothly on its axis than when we're off balance and we're not listening to one another.
I love what you shared. Two themes really came out for me. One is we are formed by our past, our present, and our future. So while I talk about this convergence, you brought it so to the fulcrum, which is the tipping point of humanity, where it's that concept of unity and honoring our past, honoring our ways of leading, but making a choice now to see the worth in each human being, to give gratitude for the talents they bring, to treat each person from a new level of respect, and to also know that we can create the blueprint for the future, right, in that unity consciousness and in our ability to create at a whole new level. So thank you so much for sharing your insight as well, because I think there's a lot of knowledge that you just brought forth as well.
Yeah, and it's I appreciate that. And it's pretty much just always been the way that I think, operate, live, and sort of maybe idealistically hope others follow suit in a way that, again, is beneficial for one and all, not just one, but for all of us together. And that leads us to some of these attributes of a successful leader and help how these attributes can really help the bottom line. Number of people, even regards to me, have said they've described me in a couple of different ways that I find fascinating. And they didn't even know that somebody else of an expert level said this maybe 6 months ago or a year ago or 3 years ago. They keep saying a lot of similar things. They say, Jim, you operate from a higher consciousness. Jim, you're highly intuitive. Jim, you're a high-level empath. And you're also an understated leader. You have a way to get things done and to motivate and comfort and inspire people and excite people, and but it's in an understated way. You're not going to kick the door open and say, rah, 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 sis, boom, bah, do 30 push-ups, let's go, come on, you can do it, come on. You do it in a much more subtle and effective way. And that was fascinating to hear those things from folks, even from guests here on Close Up Radio Live and Close Up Television. I've paid heed to those things. So for you, those four attributes of being a successful leader, what are your definition as far as what they are and how they help the bottom line?
Well, I like what you said in terms of your own feedback that people have given you about your own leadership style, because what my takeaway is we're evolving and you already are at that conscious state. And even though the world offers us an opportunity to keep growing, so I think the first attribute of a leader is self-awareness. If we don't know how we are acting, treating, and behaving, we truly cannot lead others from a space of authenticity. So the first thing we have to do is get crystal clear on what our behavioral traits are and how we're leading. What are those thoughts even we're thinking about ourselves as individuals on a daily basis? Because once you become aware of your behaviors and where you want to set your intentional energy, you then have clarity. So you can make decisions. You can create new products. Whether you're an entrepreneur, an individual, a CEO, a celebrity, a musician, you can create at a level that your soul knows is in a higher alignment because you have garnered self-awareness. The second thing is active listening. We have to listen to that best friend within ourselves. And if we're moving from place to place, not taking enough time to sit with the self, we're never going to be able to really, truly tap into our intuition. Also, in corporate environments, is we have to be willing to hear the voices of others. And we have to come in from a perspective of open-mindedness. The third attribute is really what I think is based on resilience. Some would say tenacity. Let's face it, life isn't all sugar plum roses or sugar plum fairies. You know, I love happiness, and I think we are entitled to be joyful and have joy in the workplace. But there are those times in our life that shake us to the core, whether it's sickness, loss, divorce, you know, whatever the situation is, we didn't necessarily prepare in that moment. for what happened. And that's where we have to lean into a strength within ourselves. Or I'm a faith-filled person, so I believe whether, you know, it's a higher power, whether it's God, whether it's Jesus, whoever is in that spectrum, Mother Earth, beyond yourself, leaning into Mother Earth for strength, grounding, centering, taking a walk in nature, we've got to fill ourselves up, because to be a strong, empowering leader and to navigate these turbulent, you know, times and the economy and whatnot, that resilience factor is etched in all of us, but we don't want to operate from a place of just surviving a situation. We want to operate from a place of empowerment and joy and creativity. So we need some of those grounding practices. And the other attribute, I would say, which is the fourth one, is a state of empowerment. And that then means that we have to have daily practices. Like for me as a writer, I have to work my writing muscles to be able to be a better writer. People who are athletes, runners, it's the same thing in leadership. You know, to be empowered, we have to be walking the walk and approach our daily from a positive self-talk. I'm a big believer in setting intentions, giving gratitude. So I think it's those centering practices. And the old paradigm said that that wasn't the first important thing. It was to give to everyone else and compression to deliver based on an economic reward model. We've got to fill up and hydrate ourselves before we can take care of others or lead or be strong individuals.
That's so important. It is so vitally important. Real quick, you've published 5 books and keep an active blog. Did you always know that you wanted to be a writer?
I knew I wanted to make a difference in the world. You know, that 15-year-old girl who put on her T-shirt back then and her roller skates. I had a journal under my bed, and I called it my bedazzled journal. And I pretty much would write down, like, my thoughts, my wishes, my dreams. So I always used journals or notebooks for self-expression. Fast forward to my human resource corporate life, I started writing leadership articles because 20 years ago, while I didn't use the word centered self, I was challenging the world around me to look at leading from a different perspective based on active communication, based on collaboration and empathy. Then, as I mentioned, when I interviewed 1,000 people on their daily attributes to live an inspired life, that really catapulted me into wanting to share their stories. And then continuing on, you know, I'm innately a storyteller, but I think the gift of being a bridge connector is opening up the space for others to share their stories, because we learn from each other.
Exactly right. We sure do. And we've learned a lot from this conversation. Laura Ponticello of Divine Phoenix Books, LLC, is with us today, award-winning best-selling author, personal coach, publicist, workshop leader, and independent publisher. Pleasure, really, to learn about this incredible work that you do, Laura. And congratulations on all that's been happening for you. I encourage folks to check out the website, lauraponticello.com. That's LauraPonticello.com. Time went by real fast. Hopefully we'll get a chance to chat some more, expand some more, maybe hear testimonials, things of that nature. That would be a pleasure, but thoroughly enjoyed the time with you, and I hope you did with me as well, Laura.
Oh, I did very much, and thank you for all the light you're putting out. I think it's amazing to bring different perspectives to the table, especially men and women. And I just wanted to thank our listening base and remind everyone that we have the power to be true to ourselves, to expand ourselves in this growth and in our humanness, to interconnect with other people.
So very true, Laura. Appreciate those words very, very much. A real pleasure having you on the show today. And I encourage folks to go to laurapontecello.com to connect with her, learn about the books and so much more. Check out Amazon as well for the books. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time till next time, inviting you to also stay right there. Be back in just a moment with another incredible guest right here on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, do have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.